You're listening to SBS News.
20-year-old Fatima Yousafi feels lucky to be alive. She's a goalkeeper for the Afghanistan women's national football team who fled Kabul last year, as Fatima explains.
The situation just changed in 2021 after Afghanistan fell, and we were based in Kabul, you know, and there was the changes that we were witness about, and as high-profile girls who were like playing for the national teams, we were facing with a lot of problems, and that was the opportunity that we get from Australia to get out and trying to have our hopes and dreams that once was dead, and we were thinking that we were not be alive.
Now, Fatima is taking part in the Arizu Sports Leadership Program, an Australian first. The program's coordinator is Shigufa Hassani.
Arizu in Dari means wishes and dreams, and that's what we want the girls that come here to do. Any goals they have, the dreams that they have, whether it's related to their jobs, the career paths they want to follow, or it could be related to the football community here in Australia.
Designed specifically for Afghan women, the three-day initiative has brought 20 emerging leaders together from around Australia. Shigufa says it's an opportunity for participants to gain the skills needed to make positive change in their communities.
Having this place, safe place for them to come to, make friends, develop their skills and use their skills to continue, I guess, their passions, I think is really important and empowering for them.
The program is hosted by Football United and youth development group Creating Chances. It aims to use sport as a springboard to help more women become leaders, as Fatima explains.
We will be the leaders for tomorrow, for the future. So we will be the inspiration for other girls, other women and youths, you know, to trying to keep this platform to inspire other people, and it's especially for our country, Afghanistan, when the women don't have their rights.
The program also coincides with this year's FIFA World Cup, and the protests before and during the tournament have shed light on how sport can be used as a pathway for positive change. Asma Mohammad Zada is another of the program's participants.
I think that the Iranian team not singing the national anthem is very powerful. In my community, like, girls are not really encouraged to play sport, to pursue sport. So I think that having that sport can be used to break boundaries.
Program participant Asma Mirzay says it's also an opportunity to reflect.
Such a symbolic moment for us to, you know, show that irrespective of what's going back home, it's not going to stop us to, you know, move forward.
Francesca Denuccio, SBS News.